pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
So you need to be clear with yourself about why it is that you're learning the language you're learning. It will be easier for you to commit and to stay motivated.
One.
What do you actually want to achieve? So some people basically want to be fluent, they want to be completely proficient in the language they're learning, but other people might have a slightly different, maybe even smaller goal. For example, they might want to go on holiday and be able to communicate. So whatever it is, make sure that you're clear about it with yourself. What is the big goal that you're trying to achieve?
Two.
This is very important because sometimes we can be very ambitious and we decide that we're going to be learning for hours every week, but actually it doesn't work out and then we get demotivated. So when you start learning a new language, make sure that you actually decide in advance how much time you're ready to commit, how much time you actually have for language learning.
Three.
So you might want to learn independently, in which case you need to incorporate a lot of time to do your research, to find your resources online, to get books, or you might want to look into different language courses, either in the town where you're living, or maybe online courses as well. So make that decision early to make sure that you know exactly what your strategy is.
Four.
What I recommend is that you set different goals for different areas of language learning. So your goal might be, for example, to learn a specific number of words every week or a specific number of expressions. Or it might be able to, for example, introduce yourself by the end of next week.
Five.
So make sure you've got a little language learning routine. Write it down if possible, because then it will become a bit more real and you're likely to be more committed to it. So when can you actually learn languages? How many times a week are you going to do it? Sometimes it's easy to be very ambitious, but then not actually stick to your goal. So maybe start small. Decide that you're going to do it for 10 minutes before breakfast every other day or something like that.
6.
Vocabulary is basically the most important thing about language learning, because the language you're learning is made up of words. So you need to be learning a lot of words every time you sit down to learn a language. So make sure that whenever you're doing listening, reading, speaking activities, that you incorporate vocabulary learning into that.
7.
There are lots of Facebook groups for language learners, and the reason I recommend it is because you won't be alone. Sometimes when you're learning a language, it can be a bit isolating and you might feel a bit lonely. And that can lead to being demotivated and actually giving up. So when you join a group, it's a really nice way to exchange ideas and tips and support other people and get support from other people.
8.
I'm learning Japanese. I'm not very advanced at all, but I try to speak as much as possible, even if it's just saying things to myself. So I really recommend that every time you learn a new word or a new expression, that you try to make a sentence with it and you say it out loud, even if you're just speaking to yourself.
0.
So you need to be clear with yourself about why it is that you're learning the language you're learning. It will be easier for you to commit and to stay motivated.
1.
What do you actually want to achieve? So some people basically want to be fluent, they want to be completely proficient in the language they're learning, but other people might have a slightly different, maybe even smaller goal. For example, they might want to go on holiday and be able to communicate. So whatever it is, make sure that you're clear about it with yourself. What is the big goal that you're trying to achieve?
2.
This is very important, because sometimes we can be very ambitious and we decide that we're going to be learning for hours every week, but actually it doesn't work out and then we get demotivated. So when you start learning a new language, make sure that you actually decide in advance how much time you're ready to commit, how much time you actually have for language learning.
3.
So you might want to learn independently, in which case you need to incorporate a lot of time to do your research, to find your resources online, to get books, or you might want to look into different language courses, either in the town where you're living, or maybe online courses as well. So make that decision early to make sure that you know exactly what your strategy is.
4.
What I recommend is that you set different goals for different areas of language learning. So your goal might be, for example, to learn a specific number of words every week or a specific number of expressions. Or it might be to be able to, for example, introduce yourself by the end of next week.
5.
So make sure you've got a little language learning routine. Write it down if possible, because then it will become a bit more real and you're likely to be more committed to it. So when can you actually learn languages? How many times a week are you going to do it? Sometimes it's easy to be very ambitious, but then not actually stick to your goal. So maybe start small. Decide that you're going to do it for 10 minutes before breakfast every other day or something like that.
6.
Vocabulary is basically the most important thing about language learning, because the language you're learning is made up of words. So you need to be learning a lot of words every time you sit down to learn a language. So make sure that whenever you're doing listening, reading, speaking activities, that you incorporate vocabulary learning into that.
7.
There are lots of Facebook groups for language learners, and the reason I recommend it is because you won't be alone. Sometimes when you're learning a language, it can be a bit isolating and you might feel a bit lonely, and that can lead to being demotivated and actually giving up. So when you join a group, it's a really nice way to exchange ideas and tips and support other people and get support from other people.
8.
I'm learning Japanese. I'm not very advanced at all, but I try to speak as much as possible, even if it's just saying things to myself. So I really recommend that every time you learn a new word or a new expression, that you try to make a sentence with it and you say it out loud, even if you're just speaking to yourself.